Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce and present to others the CEO and host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe. Sometimes they call him Coach, Brother, the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's introduce the host with the most, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, WBSW Radio, the internet station, has listeners and watchers in 25 countries, including the United States, north of the borders, Canada, and south of the borders, Mexico. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
Hi. See, God bless us one more time. I am Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, and very excited to come before you, the host of the Dr. Lowe Show, the grassroots, the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood block by block. I'm excited because this is one more time God has blessed me to be before you and hopefully share something that will be helpful, if not for the rattle of your mind, and just make you think about it. So that's what it's all about. We're going to talk about issues in our neighborhood that is causing us to adjust what we're doing, or causing us to think about what changes, or causing us to just say everything is all right. Today's title of our show is Today's Education Has Lost Our Children. You may can agree or disagree with that, but I'm going to put before you my 36.8 years of education on moving on, because I'm now working on a college level. So I've been there 4 years, so that's 40.8 years working on 41. So I'm real excited to be able to share my experience with you. We want to give a shout out to our first listener today. Thank you so much, and watchers. That's Victoria's Attitude. I tell you every time, keep doing what you're doing. You're doing some awesome things through your broadcast. You're sharing some things with individuals. That's what it's all about. We want to share some things with you today, but we want you to be a part of this, not only viewing us through Facebook or our social media. Call in. Our call-in number so you can be a part of the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location. Then you can join Dr. Lorenza D. Smith with the chat talking about whether today's education has lost our children. And we're going to talk about that and share some awesome stuff. Also, you can go to the web link. The web link, you can check us out. It's there. www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Talk Radio. If you want to communicate with me by email, you go to WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. You can tweet the show. You have that opportunity as well at WBSW_internet_talk_radio, as well as at the Smith Way Production, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. And on Instagram, very excited about partnering with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Theta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 2 is their handle on Instagram. You can become a follower, and then you can be a part of it, as well as we have President DR, which is Dr. Dot Lorenza D. Smith. And every now and then we use Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. We're so excited to have these options. Then on Facebook, you have facebook.com/Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. That's why we're excited to be WBSW Radio, the internet station, and we're number one. Because taking this idea and sharing it and pressing forth from 2017, this is where we are today. We're really excited about that. God has blessed us again and again and again. You also can check out our on-demand episode. If you just want to get to us quickly, just go to Google And Google search, type in WBSW, pop up. We're the voice of the Smith Way production, and you can get to all our episodes. We have published 515 episodes, and we're excited to be able to do that because that gives us a chance to get the word out. You can check out these episodes on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Tumblr, along with we're moving toward Rumble. There's a new social media site out there, and we want to be able to use all the sites to get our word out. So check us out, as well as YouTube television. We just want to share all those opportunities to get check out our on-demand episode. We also want to follow up with exactly what our brand is. We are truly, truly excited. WBSW Radio is excited because it's the first internet station that puts all the social media together to broadcast. We have listeners and watchers in 25 countries, and we're really excited with our base being the United States, and north of the borders we span to Canada and south of the border to Mexico. North American continent, we're glad, but all over the world, Europe, Asia, so we're being broadcast. So God has blessed us one more time. We also want you to know that you can register for WBSW Radio giveaways. We're doing this once a month, twice a month, three times a month. We're making sure we give away trips to Atlanta and Orlando. We'll give away gas vouchers. We'll give away gift cards on behalf of those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma who helped sponsor this, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, along with TriStat Consulting and WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We're glad to have that opportunity. Now, we want you to be able to register for all of these gifts we're giving away. You can do it by sending us your Cash App, or if you have PayPal, or if you have Venmo or Zelle, to Lorenza D. Smith 15@gmail.com. So we're really excited about giving these items away. We want to give back to the community. So we also take those form of trash actions, and we send from time to time a love offering, something just maybe to put in your pocket. Sometimes we don't know when we get those things like that, small things, and what kind of help it can be for you. So we're really excited. We want to give a wave to Victoria, Victoria's Attitude, thank you so much, and a wave to Wally underscore Willie number two, along with my frat brother. So proud to have him on with us, brother Bruce E. DeWall Jr. of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, brother, for taking time to be a part of this. Our title today is Today's Education Has Lost Our Children. Let me do this before I move to that title. I want to give a true congratulations to the ladies of Final Womanhood, of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, just completed their boule in Philadelphia. Philly boule. I was there, and I saw a sea of blue, over 10,000 Zetas there representing that awesome sorority, making a contribution, numbers in dollar size, is all time to various organizations, but also just being there, helping that economy in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, by spending money, having over 6 to 7 hotels booked up, and attending their various activities. As a brother of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, I was impressed, and I am so proud to know they are our constitutional bound sisters and always will be a Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and a connection with Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. Sisters of Final Womanhood, congratulations to you. Election of your new Grand Bachelors, and that's Dr. Stacy Grant. Sister, you will do an awesome job. Continue to push forth. Continue to push forth the dream of the founders, your five founders. And I wanted to take time to give a shout out to them. And I'd like to give a shout out to my favorite Zeta. And that's my wife, who's a member of Epsilon Zeta chapter in Atlanta, Georgia. Sora Riosha Bush Smith. Thank you, because I saw how committed in the grind that you went through all week. And I want to say I'm so proud of you for taking time to make a difference. Congratulations. Truly, truly my inspiration. Thank you so much, Sora, as well as my wife. Thank you. Truly love you. You're awesome. Thank you so much. Today's education has lost our children. That's our title today. And as I share with you, now counting up over 41 years in education at all levels, I saw how this has come from my understanding and my viewing, my observation, how we have lost our children. I want you to be a part of it. If you're on Facebook, truly type in your comments. If you're on the Instagram pages we have in operation, type in your comments. Let me know whether or not you believe today's education have lost our children. We truly want to talk about that, and we want you to be a part. And you can also call in and share with us your thoughts on today's education has lost our children. Let's start off by focusing on how we view education. We always had in our mind that education is the most important thing, not only for our children, but for all of us to excel at the greatest level that we want to be at. Education for all of us gives us opportunities for the future. Education gives us that confidence and that ability to believe that we can be successful. See, I truly know that you have your own thoughts about education, but I'm thinking about how education allows me to propel to the level where I am today, not only by talking about in our schools, but also in your home, in your community, in your church. All of those particular areas allow you to gain knowledge to allow you to be a productive citizen in society. And that ultimate is the goal, is that you turn out to be, from a child to an adult, a productive citizen in society. So when we say that today's education has lost our children, I'm going to leave you with one thing at this point, and then I'm going to move forward and talk about some of the focus topics. But we have in our education, and truly in life, what I call a white coat syndrome. Don't take it as a statement of racism or anything. It's about a white coat. And I want you to take time and think about what a white coat is. See, we have a term being used when you go to the doctor. And when your blood pressure excels to another level, they say there's a white coat syndrome. If you think about going into the workforce, you have a mentality there's a white coat syndrome. If you think about in society, economically, we have what we call the white coat syndrome, where we said the white coat is the have, and then we have the have not. It has gotten to a point where this has migrated into education. Remember the white coat syndrome. And I want you to share with me at the end that this is very important, that we focus not on just the white coat syndrome, we focus on all syndrome. Let's move forward with our title. Today's education has lost our children. The most important resource, the most important part of all of our life should be our children. We should never allow something that's so important to them to be lost because of our own personal feeling. And what I say that is, in our country today, we're focusing on our own narrative. In the process, we're fighting each other that our children are lost. See, I want you to truly think about that. Think about where our children are. If you have children, whether they're grown or they are in the stage of youth, in the stage of childhood years, when you're young till you a young adult. Think about where we are losing our children. And remember the statement about the white coat syndrome. See, I'm gonna take you way back. I am fortunate enough to come through a time when many of you may not have come through. I came to a time when educated in a segregated setting. This was before integration. So I have been able to see it from the time that you may be younger here about. I lived through it for the first 10, 11 years of my life. So that means the first 6 or 7 years of education, I was in a segregated school. And the thing about it, or segregated community as well, you got to understand what's important about that. There were some pros and some cons. See, your first cousin said, well, you ain't get the same, you over that way, you didn't get the same quality education. That might be true. But it's one thing I'm going to say that when we had that time, we had neighborhood schools. Those neighborhood schools had some of the best teachers in them schools. They had those teachers that cared about school. Even though from time to time you have people that would tell you and say that, and I heard this, and these educators were saying this, I got mine, you got to get yours. And see, even though that was a tough word to hear, I want you to remember it also motivated us to go get ours. So the thing about it, we knew people cared. We always say in education now, many people may hear this and may not hear this, ever heard this, is that children care when they know you care. Back then, we cared because we knew our teachers cared, our community cared, our church cared, our political individuals care. And you said, why? Now you got to remember, I came, as I say, in a segregated to I experience integration. That was always a fight to put us in a situation that would make us better. Truly, I want you to relive this with me. Some of you may can't, but talk with those people who come before you. Ask them if they would have an opportunity to compare not all the opportunities that you had in today's education or in the last 20 years or 40 years or 50 years or 60 years. Compare what those educational opportunities that was given to you during that time. I think the most important thing where we didn't lose our children because they knew we cared. And when I said that as a child, I knew my teacher cared. I knew my principal cared. Cared that I was able to be in a better situation someday. They was preparing us for what was going to come, in some cases, a couple years because I had an opportunity to come out and go to an integrated elementary school. And we felt truly, truly going into those settings, we were much more prepared than I can say that we are in some situation today. One of the key things that I thought was important, besides teacher care, administrators care, our community care, our churches care, and I'm not saying it not now. Somebody want to tell me, if you do, call in and we'll have a conversation. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Let's talk. Let's chat. I said that not only that they cared because we knew we cared, they were there to be committed, committed for us to be successful in the future. And I look back at my very early years of education when I was 4 years old. Yes, I went to school at 4 years old, and I was in a private school. And in that private school, the principal was also our teacher, at least one of the teachers. Ms. Brown was always talking to us about there's change coming. So I'm going to prepare you for change. See, today's education has been lost because where our children are lost, one of the things is the white coat syndrome. Back then, we knew it was separate. Now, the white coat syndrome put into play has separated us. It is not equal. Don't get into the thought that I'm talking about racism. I'm not. I'm talking about white coat. Now, you think about what white coat means to you. We want to give a shout-out to the Mississippi Gulf Coast Sigma, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, off that Gulf Coast Biloxi down. Now, you brothers, thank you for joining. Miss Bush, EBS. Joiners of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. It's Abby.Law5605 joining us. Thank you so much. Just remember the white coat syndrome. It has created a narrative with us that we have a mentality of have and have not. The white coat are the ones that we always relate to the doctor. They are always the ones that have. They have the best jobs. They have the best faculty. They have that. Do you fall in that category? I personally believe that our education for our children needs to remove these narratives like the white coat syndrome and allow our children to see how important education is. As I go back again, and research my own personal experience. When we come up, it was no sense of that teacher was not there to provide you with an opportunity, not to teach you things that create problems for you. It truly was a great opportunity. Some of you may can relate, and some of you can talk with your parents and your grandparents. And they always tell you our school and education system, even though we lack some of the things that the other cultural schools had, but we had that one thing that was so important. We had a sense of togetherness. We had a sense of making sure that we're all on one accord. Somewhere we lost that. And some will agree and some will disagree. I even put on the poll on on, I think, two of the social media about today's education have lost our children, yes or no? I'm polling to see what you think. Truly, where our education, because some of you may have just come and been only in this time when you, I call a post-segregated period. And you only see things through rose-colored glass. There are some other things out there. So let's take time to focus on some particular things as I wave at, attempt to wave at these individuals that are joining us, and I appreciate that because we wouldn't be able to do what we do without you. We need you. Why educating our children is important. I just said that when I think about back then, they used to say it's important because it prepares you for the future. And that is the same reason today. We need to make sure our education is preparing our children for the future because it's important that they understand some basics to get you to a point to understand all the things that are coming to you in a conventional or technological way. You must have the basics. And I will share those basics with you in a minute. See, education always have to be a right for each individual to be exposed to. And they have the ability to attempt to attain it. It is a vital element in the evolution of a nation. See, too many times we forget that education make our children and make our lives better. We cannot get caught up in some of the thinking of some people who have the white coat syndrome, thinking that we'll forget about developing the basic to move into a more conventional and technological period of life. See, education is so important to our children because it helps them. See, it helps children to learn to think critically. I always said that it was something that should be placed in our curriculum. Critical thinking. I don't mean as some people are coming up taking theories and say, we're going to teach theory to you, but that's not allowing that child to make critical decisions. See, critical thinking is placing something before them and let them think about it critically, how it affects their life, how they have to operate in it so they can make the right decision. You cannot write the narrative for them and call it that education. The next thing is it enhanced creativity. That's why we would prefer to allow them to have a subject and critically think about it, critically talk about it, and not work based it on somebody else's thought process. Allow us to be happy with their decision. See, education is also about accepting someone else theory or thinking. See, too many times we want to write the narrative, and what we're doing in today's society, we're writing the narrative how we want people to think. And the ability to be critical is a no-no. I am sad to know that we had moved from communities where people was able to be comfortable enough to see that people care for them and take that care to vault them into a place of success. I just take myself. I talked a little bit about earlier. I think about as people grow and become productive citizens, knowing that I experienced segregation and the nuance of integration to go to the point to see post-integration, to the point where I felt like through the process, it prepared me to think on my own. See, that's what education for children should be about. It should be where children can be creative. That's what education should give them, the ability to imagine what will I be if I attain this knowledge to be successful. See, I know I need to be able to attain it so, or imagine it, or be creative so I have an opportunity to have new ideas. See, we have to help our children find a pathway to a career. Are we willing to do that they wish to pursue? See, like any other adult, we all were children one day. So I think that education and feel that the programmatic part of education offer our young people an opportunity to enhance their techno skills, enhance their critical thinking, enhance their basic skills. And I think we're losing our children because we've gotten away from basic skills. Doesn't matter how you move into life from this point on, you still have to use the basic skills that your grandparents or your great-grandparents had to learn to be successful, or your parents as well. The basic skills of reading, writing, and arithmetic. Now, you can say that sound like these people from the 40 or 50 years ago, but you can't count, can't subtract. If you can't multiply, you can't divide, not just numbers to prove something to somebody else, but you have to count your money. If you're in a field, you want to be able to balance your budget. You want to be able to put away savings and see how the interest can help you. But with the basis of arithmetic that allows you to do that. So we have to allow our young people to imagine. We have to allow our young people to be creative. We have to allow our young people to have critical thinking. We have to allow our young people to be exposed to technical skills. And in the process, something that I want to share that's so important, if our young people can attain or have accessibility to things that they share, that creates confidence, gives them the opportunity to assess the jobs of tomorrow. You know what I didn't say today? We're failing our children, and you can write this down, because we're not preparing them for the job of tomorrow. That's what education should be, opening the door, not to come in and focus on some things that do not relate to our young people. We are not interested in that, because if we do, we're going to be ran over. And I mean that people in other countries who are focused on the things I'm sharing with you are going to move further and further ahead. And we just want to be able to not be on the catch-up mode. We just want to be in the stay close mode. That's what we want to make sure. But we got to give them a chance to be created. We got to give them a chance to imagine. They got a chance to have a great imagination. We give them a chance to truly pursue dreams. We got to give them a chance to be able to understand that I have to critically think about what I'm going to do. and how I'm going to be prepared for the future. Let me give a shout out to this is Marla Bushton. Give you a wave. Thank you so much for joining us. The world or greet them. So that business can offer you an idea. And if you need Cairo and need any kind of merchandise in the Greek world, get with the world of greet them. And they're joining us as well. Thank you so much for taking time to your owner and your CEO and your workers for taking time to be, even though you all just flashed on and want to check it out. We're talking about education. We're talking about today's education has lost our children. See, we have to really, truly, truly focus on this and demand this out of our education system. A good education teaches children to think critically, communicate well, solve problems, and work in a team. Just think about those things I just shared with you. You want your child to think critically about what's going on, not be told you got to agree with this. Critically mean I have to think on my own and make a decision that best fit me, not somebody else's narrative. The next thing is communicate well. Our children have to understand effective communication. And it's two things you share with your children, with your family, with your grandchildren. Communication is all about listening first and thinking second. And some people say, why would you think that's so important? If you listen and then have a chance to do critical thinking about what you heard, you will effectively come with some solution or some positive idea when you open your mouth. Communicate well. The education allowed them to solve problems. I think we have gotten away from believing that problems can only be solved by the white coat syndrome. And people will allow people to tell you what you need to do, not allow you to come up with ideals through critical thinking to say, this best fit me. The narrative that you feel best fits you, because you have thought about it and come to that conclusion. Let me as a child come up with the critical thought process that needs and come up with an answer from that, or come up with a thought process that helps me be the best I can be. Another thing, education allow our children to do, work as a team. And some people are asking, good education is all about children working as a team. Life is all about working as a team. We think about in a classroom, many hours I work and taught in an observe and supervise classroom. It requires the classroom to work together as a team. You have things in place to make sure it is not chaotic. You have what we call classroom discipline plans. Then you have procedures that you follow in your question and answering period. You have these, they have to do it as a team. The truth of the matter, once they know what required of them, they know what they're dealing with, they can function better as a team. That's what we ask them to do. Simple things, if you ever go to a school in the changing of classes, you will notice that they may, commonly people say, I'm going to walk to the right. Allow me not to bump with someone who's coming my way. It is the mentality of our society. Cars drive down the highway on the right. They are the left. when you're driving down in this country, you're on the highways on the left. In other countries, you might be on the right. But the reason that we're driving on different sides, so we won't create a chaotic situation. So we're working as a team, even we're driving our cars every day. They even have rules to airplanes. If you're flying an aircraft, you have to be in constant contact with that town, so they can tell you whether you're in someone else's airspace. See, we got to remember working as a team is important. It is preparing our kids or children for positive outcomes. So as we move forward to preparing them to positive outcomes in our society, that puts them in a position to be very successful as adults. Somewhere, some people miss that opportunity. However, it's never too late. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lorona D. Smith on Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. Our title today is Today's Education Has Lost Our Children. And the last thing I want to say on why it's important that our children be educated is we want our citizens to have some ethics. Ethical citizens is important because it gives you an opportunity to be successful. See, education also helps people to hone in on their communication skills. By learning what I said earlier, that's so important. Learning to read, to write, to speak, to listen. I want to say that again. The communication skills that our children are learning in school is effective communication. And those effective communication skills are to be able to read, be able to write, be able to speak, and be able to listen. That's what education is helping our children. I'm asking, why have we lost our children? Why have we lost our children? Some may blame the pandemic. But it's so amazing in the way our society and world is set up. Children can learn when they have opportunity, whether it's at home or sitting up in a building. I want you to remember. Give a shout out to Jacqueline Davidson joining us. Thank you so much for taking time, Jacqueline. I know you're grinding, working hard, but thank you for being a part. And on that last thing we will say about why educating our children is important, it goes back to, again, what I said earlier. Education develops critical thinking. If we have people coming up with various theories or how they should do it, does it allow our children to critically think about how they can be successful? That's what we're talking about. We're preparing them for the future. We're not trying to set them back. We want them to prosper. We want them to grow. We want to give a shout out to Tony Brown. That's a way to Tony. Give a shout out to him for taking part. I can get my finger there. Okay, Tony Brown, 7717. Thank you for joining us. We want you to be a part of our giveaway. We're offering various giveaways. We'll be giving away one tomorrow. It will be, again, a trip to Hot Atlanta. And at this point, it's 4 days and three nights. And we're going to be raffling that trip off tomorrow. And those individuals who have sent me a register to Cash App, send me your Cash App, that's how you can register, or your PayPal, or your Venmo, or your Zelle, or any other transactional means that you have. And I will put your Cash App with your name, or even one of those transactional means with your name, into the pot. And we're going to wrap off that four-day, three-night trip that we pay for the hotel expense, meaning we're going to pay for per night whatever the lodging fees are for that night. So we'll have that voucher, and it'll cover that certain amount of the luxury hotel in Atlanta. And if you want to increase that, you have that opportunity, because when you activate it, they give you an option and say, well, I want to go to this particular. We have several hotels, and that's, we're paying for the lodging fee, 4 days and three nights. Get your Cash App in to me. You can send it through email. You can send an email, LorenzaDSmith5@gmail.com. Again, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. We look forward to you responding to that. So we have several other things we'll be giving away in August, all the way through the rest of the year. Also, we will have a copy of one of our co-hosts' book, which is called White Privilege and Systemic Prejudice in the Little Red Schoolhouse, by a former African-American principal, Ms. Scarlett H. Black. So the book is available on Amazon. If you want to purchase the book, you can. But we'll be giving away a copy or several copies. Now, this is my own personal signed copy. There's a hardback, and there's also a paperback you can purchase. Check her out. Let you have some awesome thoughts. Give a shout out to Brother Aaron, Father Christopher Aaron Bennett, and that's Reverend of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Beta Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. So we also will be raffling off several copies of books we have from several artists and authors where we purchase copies from them. Nicole Brown out of the state of Louisiana has an awesome series of books. You can go to Amazon.com and you can purchase books. We'll be giving away several of the copies and the books that she has written. She has 13 now. She has authored 13 books. And that's Nicole Sharon Brown. Several books she has. Just go to Amazon.com and you get an opportunity to purchase her book, but we'll be raffling. I mean, we'll be giving them out, but it'll be through raffle. So get your Cash App, get your PayPal, if you have a PayPal, or a Venmo, or a Zelle, or any other transaction means, to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. All right, let's move forward quickly. Five reasons education is so vital. Five reasons. One is develop self-dependence. See, education isn't just about learning a collection of facts and knowledge, but it also allows you to see the real world as it is. It gives you a chance to fulfill dreams and ambitions. It gives you an opportunity to build confidence, make a fair world. It unpins human progress. those vital for your well-being. And for those individuals may not be aware of what is so important about well-being is, as a human we have well-being. Those well-being is important for our survival. Education allows us through being exposed to certain things that we can be successful and operate our world as productive citizens. Let me tell you exactly those well-being. One is truly, truly not saying, because the spurs at the head of this, all of them are important, is your mental well-being. See, when we talk about the vital reason why education is important, we're talking about developing your mental well-being where you're able to truly, truly, I'm gonna be honest, be critical thinkers. The next one is our physical well-being. Our mind is one of the largest muscles in our body. And as we go to our educational opportunities, we work that muscle so we can fulfill dreams and ambition. Feel confidence. Realize that those things are important to our success. Then we have our emotional well-being. Education allows us to look at certain things in a manner that we choose the best outlet so we can survive with it and not allow someone else to write your narrative for you. I always tell people, be very careful with what's going on in society today. Don't let someone else write your narrative. Their narrative is not your narrative. And I want you to please keep that in mind, because once you allow yourself to have your own narrative, it makes for a fair world. It helps you to unpin human progress. See, it makes you self-dependent because you done told them, no, this is going to be my narrative, because I'm going to use what education allowed me to do is critically. It allowed me to enhance creativity, imagination. It exposed me to new ideas. It also created a pathway that I can say, this is the career that I want to take. So those are very important. And the last two of those well-being is spiritual well-being. Number one out of the two. And all of the things about having confidence, unpinning human progress, being self-dependent, fulfilling dreams and ambitions is coming and developing, help develop your spiritual well-being. Your spiritual well-being is believing and understanding our Lord and the ideology that goes along with it, and Savior, Jesus Christ. The next thing is financial well-being. See, we have to focus on that by fulfilling our dreams, our ambitions, having confidence, being self-dependent, looking at a fair world, and also unpin human progress. That allows us to financially to be successful. But don't get caught up in the have and the have-not syndrome. Don't get caught up in the white coat with your, in some senses, the have. And now we're going to forget about the have not. And you can't do that. This world will not work in that way. If you think it's going to work, look at what's going on today. Now, you can blame one, two, three, whatever individual. But you, if you focus on what is needed as this says, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. It's the real grassroots talk show. You hear what I said? That focus on issues in our neighborhood, block by block. See, that's what it's all about. We got to focus on ourselves first, focus on our family, then focus on our home, then move out, and then we can change what's in the community. And then we can change what's in the world. We have to focus on ourselves so we can be the best. So let's think about preparing our children to understand that education is very important. It is one of the most important investments you can make in this country, because it helps make the future. Quickly, let's look at why, what should our children think about that? What do you think? I've shared my thoughts earlier, but I want to reemphasize also, what should your child be taught in school? Regardless whether it's elementary, in preschool, elementary, secondary, post-secondary, postgraduate. What should your children be taught? I always said this, you need to get back to the basics. The three R's, because they're needed in all phases of education. That's reading, writing, and arithmetic. Do we push that to the side? I always had that argument, and people agree with me or disagree with me. And they disagree with me because I always said that we eliminate names of schools back in the early phases of education, even to what we can relate, I can relate is, we eliminated school being a place to train our children to be successful. Instead, we've taken on the thought process is that children are educated, no longer trained. And I beg to differ. And the reason I beg to differ is every company that you go to, every career that you're in, there's a training session, sometimes called probationary. Got to teach you what they do and how they do. So I think education, if we're going to prepare our children for the job of the future, we got to train them on the basic things to be successful. Those three I mentioned first, but there are others. Critical thinking. Some people say, why do you need to train them to think critically? Train them they need to take the opportunity to critically think about what they're about to do, what they're about to say. We can do that. When I used to be a principal, I had children that come to my office that are brought to the area that have been fighting. You know, we got rules and regulations to deal with fighting. But I also had rules and regulations that when you come there, have been fighting. When you come there, make sure they're in a place that is secure. They don't have to fight anymore. But besides that, they're there because they need to critically think about why they was fighting. Why they was fighting. And I always tell my students, is I'm going to allow you to sit there and think about, critically think about What was the reason why you were fighting? But it's also called a calm, a cool down period, or calming period. You calm, C-A-L-A-M. You think about what happened. Then when I bring them in my office, I use this technique. Bring them right there together. Sit right there beside each other. And I always tell them, I have what I call an 8-second rule. I say, think about critically thinking of what would have happened if you had thought about it before you responded to it. And I also have, when you get in my office, if you hadn't calmed down now, you need to use your 8-second rule to calm down. Because I always tell them, I'm only going to heal one at a time. We make you sing together. So I want to have you to respect each other. See, now, no matter what they was fighting, though, that's one thing that's been put into play when they sit there beside each other is respect. Are we doing that with our people of today? Have we lost the respect for one another? And our children see that. They'll think they need to have respect. We have respect for our people of wisdom, our elders. Are we losing that? And education gives you the opportunity to critically think about it. Let's quickly do this, and we're going to come back and have a part two. And it's looking like it's going to come maybe Thursday, or it's going to come next week. We're going to talk some more about this because this is a hot topic. We mentioned confidence. And on top of that, it's an opportunity to assess the jobs of tomorrow, achieve their full potential. Their tech skills are their life survivors. That is so important. We have to survive in our world. And we have to use the best ability to do that. And it requires critical thinking. Whether I want to make a decision, I want to take 8 seconds, do I want to make this choice? Because I have to live with the consequences. In our elementary schools, our young people should be exploring fundamentals like reading, writing, math, science, and social studies. Our grade school, our children should also be developing, besides those five I just shared with you, social and emotional skills that will carry them into adulthood. I always said that if a child went through some situation and it was not the right thing to do and it never was corrected, they will repeat this as an adult because it was never corrected. That's why it's important that we teach them life skills. That's why it's important that we teach them social and emotional skills. As I say, carry you to adult people, but primarily how to make friends, think about that, and cooperate with others. Those are the skills that education for our grade school, besides the five I mentioned at the primary years or the elementary year, in high school, all of those things I just shared comes along with five particular things that we need to focus on that we should add for high school. Personal finance. Did you learn personal finance in high school? It said one of the biggest challenges is finance because we did or was not taught to balance our budget. We were not taught to balance our checkbook. We were not taught the benefits of having a savings account. Those are personal finance and other levels that could fall in the financial aspect because you have to spend money. We were not taught how important life insurance is. These things that they should be taught in to the students in the high school, including all those other things I just shared. Relationship. We should be taught and teaching our young people how relationships work. We're not talking about always a romantic relationship. We're talking about a family relationship, just a friendship. Those are important. Because if you have healthy relationship skills, it doesn't make a difference whether it's romantic, whether it's personal, or whether it's a church relationship, whether it's just a friendship, whatever it may be, those skills move on toward you being successful. It should be taught in high school. Those skills should be taught. Logic and reasoning. We should be taught to be logical about things. To understand there's always a reason for something that occurs. And logic comes into play when you think about whether it was a logical reason why it happened or illogical reason. One or the other. But you need to be taught. Self-awareness. We need to teach self-awareness. And last but not least, it says skepticism. That goes several ways. We got to be able to think about, is this the right choice I'm making? What's wrong with being skeptical about it? Once you understand that can help you make the right choice. And even if it's not the right choice at the time, it gives you the experience to prepare for the future. We went way beyond our time, about 8 minutes. It's been awesome having each and every one of you all join us. See, we're going to come back. Now I'm looking truly at coming back Thursday and doing this show because I want to finish this up because today's education has lost our children. And all the things I've shared with you so far, what's your thoughts? We want you to think about it. We'll come back Thursday at 1 o'clock, talk a little bit more, and we're going to finish up the three other things we have as focus topics. Man, I tell you, it's been awesome. Remember the white coat. White coat syndrome. You have to remember how it plays in your life, how it plays in education. See what spectrum you fall. It's been a blessing being here with you. This will complete our 515 published episode. We're looking forward to 516, which will be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, tell the truth. And we're going to talk about dating, socializing, and all the challenges that come about. You take on that opportunity. I am Dr. Lorenzo B. Smith. You have listened to Lowe's Neighborhood, the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood. You have an awesome rest of the evening. Join us tomorrow night on Tell the Truth at 7 o'clock p.m. Central, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to talk about dating, socializing, and the challenges come along with what decision you make of either one of those avenues. Hashtag, I always want to always share with you the hashtag. The hashtag that we have, hashtag responsible. That hashtag came out when pandemic came into play. We said, be responsible. You see the numbers are ticking back up. even our president and many other congressmen are having their bouts with COVID-19 or the BA5. Yes, if you're vaccinated, take your booster shot. It may still become a challenge, but the ultimate goal is to keep you out of the hospital or keep you from dying. So be responsible. We just said responsible. Hashtag is a mindset. We talked about another hashtag, communicate for understanding, effective communication. We talked about grinding. Keep on grinding. You need to have an opportunity about knowing how these forms of elements, vital elements, can evolve this world. We need to know that education is very important. Give a shout out to my fraternity brother, MC D. Bake, Brother Daryl Baker. That's one of Beta Sigma chapter, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Thank you, brother, for joining us. It's been awesome. We went over the time, and we're coming back on Thursday and do a show and talk a little bit more about this because it's important that we finish this up. The title of today's show was, Today's Education Has Lost Our Children. What do you think? Hashtag, communicate for understanding. Keep on grinding. We got this. Make it do what it do. Hashtag WBSW Radio, the internet station number one. Again, I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. You've been awesome to host this show, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, and you have an awesome rest of the evening. I tell you from my heart, I really truly love each and every one of you for taking time and being a part of this. Being interactive is really important, and it truly comes from my heart. It comes from my heart. And as I do for every show, it's so important that I focus on letting you know how I feel. It's important because feeling is truly, truly important. Feel bad. It's okay. It's okay to feel bad sometimes. But you should have the ability to work it out. But I truly want you all to know we're one. We are one. WBSW Radio, internet station, we're one. And as I close out, I want to say to you all, I'm waving down, brother down. I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening because we are one.